Now it's time for Teacher Talk, James's thoughts and insights into teaching international students.
Now, there is an article out in the Daily Mail that states parents should not give their children mobile phones before secondary school, according to Dr. John Golden, the vice chairman of the Royal College of Psychologists. And I want to talk a little bit about this because I actually do agree with the doctor in some respects, and in some respects I also disagree. But I think there needs to be a discussion of when to give children their own mobile phones. Now, full disclosure to teachers and educators out there, of course, I have created the Study It ESL textbooks that are available on the iPad and on the mobile phone. And I do have a kids book and I do have a teen book. So I do have some books that are available out there for digital use. Now, I am a strong believer that we should be switching to the digital format sooner rather than later. And of course, if you're a regular listener to the James Rice Show, you'll know some of my opinions and some of the things that I disagree with about what's going on in the schools. Now, what this article is about is discussing that parents should not be purchasing and giving a cell phone to a child who is basically under 11 years old, and that actually they should be restricted to 2 hours a day on social media for those kids under 11. Now, of course, what the doctor is saying, the kids are becoming depressed, anxious, they're vulnerable to cyberbullying, and actually, I think Facebook doesn't allow students to join until they're 13, and I'm in full agreement with that. I do not believe the kids should have their own social media accounts before 10 or 11. There is no point. If they're going to, that should be, the account should be handled by parents. You know, you should have the account. Now, what I did as a parent was I allowed my children to start up their own Facebook accounts when they were, it was probably about 12. They were asking about it, 11, 12. I did allow them to start up their own Facebook accounts, but I was the monitor of that account. So they could not post anything without me knowing about it. It was not a private account. It was an account that we shared together. So they got into the idea of posting on Facebook, and then I was kind of their censor before they posted things on Facebook. So, you know, we would discuss what they were posting and do you really want to share that? And you have to understand that this is going to be on the internet possibly forever, you know, and that kind of hit home with them. And so it helped to educate them on how to be responsible when they're posting. Now, according to this article, more than 40% of parents believe that people under 16 should be banned from owning the device. Now, owning and using, a little bit different. You know, you need to understand that. But I think there needs to be greater school input on how to be a good digital citizen. All right. There are some amazing schools out there that are doing some amazing things with smartphones and iPads and things like that. And they're teaching their kids not to use it for social media, not to use it for gaming, not to use it for texting, but for actually productivity uses. All right. And we've listened to some students who are in grade 3. And they're working on some amazing projects using the iPad. So, teachers, if you're bringing in digital activities at a young age, I encourage it. All right. Now, parents, I discourage you from purchasing the phones and smartphones before they're when they're that young, 12, 13, 14 years old. I do discourage that. But that means the schools need to step in and purchase those devices so that we can educate our children on how to use them, you know, in a productive way, all right? So that when they do purchase their cell phones, maybe at 14, 15, 16 years old, that they know how to productively use that device. So I hope I'm not sounding too contradictory there. I believe schools need to institute the policy of using digital devices in the classroom from an early age. And those need to be monitored and, of course, tempered into certain time frames. Not the whole class needs to be like this, but, you know, perhaps there's a 30-minute activity that you're doing on the iPad or you're doing something digitally with the device. Introducing it slowly through the grades as they rise up, but it has to be based on productivity. Okay, so that is critical, and that will begin to create better, smarter digital citizens, and I believe that it has to be introduced as young children, so that they're not using it for social media. There's too much use of texting, social media, and gaming, and not enough use of the incredible productivity apps that are out there for students to use. And the educational uses for the iPads and the phones, it's unbelievable what we're going to be able to do with it. But we're not, you know, as a school and as teachers, we're not kind of introducing that technology to them gradually. And oftentimes, where you may have one teacher who does a lot of work with the digital devices and another teachers who do none. And it needs to be instituted in each class in a small way and gradually through the years. However, I do agree that parents, you know, you should think about not purchasing the cell phones for the kids before high school. I do agree with this. I have seen kids that have owned their own phones when they're 8, 9, 10 years old, and they are a problem sometimes. They are not using it correctly, and they're not kind of getting out into the world and being active. So I believe schools should be teaching through these devices. But I do not agree that parents should be buying them a cell phone, an iPhone 8, and giving it to them when the child's, you know, 9 years old. I you know, you may want to temper that a bit, and you may want to introduce it and give it to them, tell them that they can use your phone or your iPad when you're around, okay, so that you can monitor their usage and teach them how to be productive digital citizens. So it's an interesting article. We'll post it on the James Rice Show for you guys to check out and discuss it a little bit further. But those are my thoughts, and it is an interesting article.
Have you downloaded the Study It ESL textbooks yet for your classroom? The Study It textbooks are the first ever digital and interactive textbooks. Once downloaded, Wi-Fi is no longer required. Each book contains video and audio exercises, detailed grammar keynotes, reading and writing assignments, and amazing speaking projects. Grammar, conversation, pronunciation, business English, and listening textbooks are available. Visit www.studyitbooks.com for more information.